The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Jennifer will be one of the gang. Kenny will be one of the gang. It's Cool and the Gang on the radio on the Doug Steffen Cool Guy.
Cool Guy.
If you say you're cool, you're not.
Absolutely.
That's number one.
Right.
If you're a talker like me, I'm Sir Talk-A-Lot. You could be Ms. Talk-A-Lot. And so what could Kenny be? Mr. Chocolat, Mr. Talk-A-Lot, Mr. Chocolat. Hello, congratulations, and welcome to this Thursday, the 21st of August. What's going on that we would like to talk about, we need to talk about? What is it? Is it a coincidence? Is it fact or fiction? The fact that yesterday the ALS Challenge people...
I knew you were going to start with this.
...had more money pledged to them...
Mm-hmm.
Because Doug Steffen poured 5 gallons of milk on his head.
That's exactly what it was.
Is that what it was?
It was all you, Dougie. Yep. In fact.
Yep. In fact.
This thing has gone so viral.
Yes.
I was just, you know, innocent old me sits down to open up my email and make sure nothing is going on in the world that I need to know about so I can be informed.
Uh-huh.
And what do I see when I open up one of the radio trade publications? But
what do you
Doug
see?
Steffen pouring a bucket, and not just a small bucket, Dougie.
Uh-uh.
Gigantic bucket. Of milk over
it. Michael didn't think I could do it. Michael says, how are you going to lift 5 gallons of milk and pour it on your head?
Apparently we know what Michael can lift over.
Yeah.
Because you just... that bucket was
inspection.
Your B word.
Yeah, you had an inspection? You didn't see that the
there
5 gallons
was, a lot
was
of milk
full
in there.
Of milk? You see the line around the top of it, Michael? Examine carefully and you will see that I have what it takes. How's that?
And you're extremely humble.
Yes, that's true.
Uh-huh.
All right, has anybody taken me up on the challenge?
Oh, I don't know that.
I haven't seen word one on anybody else's page yet.
Yeah, they're not going to give me any credit, right? That's what it's all about. Let them take the credit.
I watched the cutest one. I hate to say it because yours was my favorite, Dougie.
Yeah.
But then I saw George W. Bush do his. Did you see it?
No, I did not see that one.
Okay, it was so funny. Let me just give you the rundown.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there and he's going, you know what? I've been challenged by many Americans, including my daughter, to take this ALS challenge. And he said, I'd like to, but I just don't think it's very presidential. So instead, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to write a check. And so he looks down. He starts writing a check. And then Laura, out of nowhere, comes and dumps this big bucket of ice water on top of his and says, you know, makes some comment like,
challenge Bill Clinton.
Yes, he said, and then she said, this is my ALS challenge. And then it shuts off for a minute, and then it comes back on. He's got a towel over his shoulder. And he said, well, since I did it, he said, I guess I get to challenge somebody. So I challenged my friend Bill Clinton, whose birthday was last week, and I like nothing better than giving you a cold bucket of ice water for your birthday, Bill.
But you know, they've all become friends.
I know.
They've all become friends.
I just think it's funny. He says he wants to give him ice water for his birthday.
Yeah. And when Laura dumped the bucket on his head, she said, the check is from me. I didn't want to mess up my hair.
Right.
How many people know who Monet Davis is? Kenny?
No.
I bet Kenny knows who Monet Davis is. Jennifer
sounds
doesn't
familiar.
Know.
It
who,
does sound
you,
familiar.
Oh, you don't really know. Really? All right. So in addition to the Doug Steffen video going viral yesterday, the story of this young woman who is the pitcher that really starred in the Little League World Series yesterday.
Right.
She was, and especially among all the boys, I think that's what is really pretty fantastic about this, watching her throw the ball. And unfortunately, her team lost 8-1. She struck out 6, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, and 2 1/3 innings. The Tanny Dragons in the Little League World Series. I think one of the things that I like most about visiting Williamsport, is it Williamsport or Williamsburg? I never can remember.
Williamsport.
Anyway, Williamsport, yeah, right. Was going and sitting in that stand. The World Series is held there, and sitting in those stands and seeing how uniquely it's sort of set in the side of the hill in the middle of that community and is what the community is built around. Looking at her with all the rest of the players, she is clearly mentally and physically gifted to do this. Now, is her sex an advantage or a disadvantage? Would be my question. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. What do you say? What do you think? Is this young woman, special player that she is, adolescent, transforming, 12 years old? She's taller than the other 12-year-old boys.
I was, too, up until, like, 12 or 13, yeah. Taller than every boy.
Yeah.
Still taller than you.
Yeah. With or without your heels.
Both.
She's, like, 3 or 4 inches taller than the other people who are on the play, on the team.
You know, I think it could be. It's interesting. Women. I mean, I don't know if it is an advantage or a disadvantage or if it's just a thing. Maybe she's just a woman in sports. But, you know, typically women get underestimated in the sports world, so it's probably an advantage for her where they think, oh, I'm going up against a girl, but hey, that girl's going to rock your world, buddy.
Yeah, but even though she didn't have, girls don't have the testosterone that boys do, there are plenty of women who are big and strong.
And competitive.
And very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's just kind of a neat thing. God love her. Williamsport, Pennsylvania, home of the Little League World Series. Somebody to take note of or be aware of, if you will. Kenny, what's the big deal? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What's the big action? Might we say that it has to do with the ALS Challenge? I don't want to, I'm sort of teasing about that a little bit. It was fun. I think what I found the most fun was Meredith in the background.
Oh my gosh, her laugh was so funny. And my favorite part is when you come out of the door, she's kind of got her finger over the camera.
Yeah,
so
right. That's just something I think Richie said.
You
might tell her the next time she does it to keep her finger off of the lens. And that's right. At the end, she says, that's why you hire professionals.
Yeah, but you know what? She did a great job.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yes, she did.
So,
and we did it live on the air, so if you miss it, you can listen to the podcast. But what I really thought that part of it was not going to go well at all, but it actually did. It sounded pretty good, Dougie.
Yeah, it did sound terrific. And then you can put it to the video. The video of the day today, by the way, at DougStephan.com, is the Ice Bucket Challenge for the ALS. And the Milky Way, watch it. Help yourself. Maybe we'll play the audio from it later on. All right, so what else is happening in our social media, Kenny?
Lots of comments about the ice bucket, the ice milk bucket challenge video.
Yeah.
Lots of people liking it and sharing it on Facebook. Nancy says, wonderful ice milk bath. I think the girls in the back liked it, too.
And they did. The cows are in the background. Yeah, right.
The cows. Melissa says, I really enjoyed watching you, Doug. What a twist with the milk.
Thank you,
Janet says, good job, Doug and Meredith.
All right, thank you.
Susie says, loved Meredith's laugh most of all.
I might tell her that.
This is nice. Bridget says, it's pretty silly when you're lying in bed with the giggles listening to Doug pour ice-cold milk on his head.
That is pretty silly.
Oh. He didn't cuss Ken. That's a good thing.
I know.
Oh, my God.
He's a pro.
Well, Meredith said, don't take your clothes off till I shut this off.
Right.
It was funny because sitting here, and you can hear me laughing, I'm like, guffawing because, you know, I didn't. People have been pouring like little tiny glasses and pitchers over his head, over their heads, but it sounded like you poured a lot over your head. And then when I saw the video, wow, I mean, you did not wimp out at all. That was a lot of milk. A lot of milk.
It was cold. It was 34 degrees.
Wow.
That's the temperature we keep them going. And it had just come. Joe had just brought it just before we started taping. That bucket of milk was delivered within a few minutes. So it had been plenty cold. And it was just, it was I didn't know what to expect, and I'm not one who normally likes to go, like, I won't go into the cold. The cold pool is something below 80 degrees. I won't go into the water in my pool unless it's like 85. And so under the circumstances, it was, you know, it was fun. And I think it was good. Anything else, Kenny, that you want to pass on?
Just lots of great comments. People very happy with the video. Lots of people sharing it. Cool. No comments from any of the people that you called out, that you challenged.
All right. I guarantee you we'll hear from Uri.
Right.
Whether you hear from any of these other characters.
Because he joins the show, so if he doesn't get back to us, we can harass him when he gets here.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
All right, a lot of wind blowing around with regard to that, and that's not bad either. The challenge is reminiscent of something. Michael was worried about me being able to pick up the 5 gallons and pour it on my head myself, and I don't know whether because he didn't think I could do it or he was worried about my back, because he's heard me talking about the sprains and the strains in my back. And the way that I'm dealing with that, for those of you who haven't heard, is this new device from Therma 4, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number 4. Go to that website, therma4.com, and check this device out. And as a matter of fact, we're thinking about having a little contest for you to tell me why you think Therma 4 would help you, and then I think maybe we'll give one of these things away every week. Thinking about that, we'll have to put it together, as has been the case in the past. I'll just come up with an idea and say, okay, let's do it. But I think we may have, actually, Jennifer, give this some thought.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, if you have ice packs to treat strains and sprains, and then you've used those heating pads, this is the best alternative that you will ever find. No more hot towels. No more messiness to treat the pain of the strain and the sprain. Now you can roll away the pain of strain and sprain. No drugs, no surgery. It's the revolutionary new hot, cold therapy roller called Thermafor. Actually, there are two rollers. One you put in the freezer, the other you put in the microwave. Thermafor, invented by one of the top sports doctors in the country. You'll recover faster from your injuries with less hassle. That's why the NBA Trainers Association says we're using this with all of our injured basketball players. Their strains, their sprains will be affected by the Therma 4. So listening to this program and hearing me tell the story is worth 50% off. Visit the website I was talking about before, Therma 4, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number 4.com. And if you want to order one of these things, after you look the whole story over, you want to order one of them, just use the code Doug50, 50% off. Visit Therma4.com, and when you get it, you'll feel the pain go away. Goodbye, pain. Therma 4 takes care. Therma4.com, use the code Doug50 for your Therma 4.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's the mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I got like 110% price match guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got a muffler that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout that will match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. And sign 7, see store or staples.com.
Hi, Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Something that some would consider desirable and admirable. If you spend your life doing that, Gene Simmons has been an example of that. He and the KISS team actually own the LA KISS, an arena football team. And apparently, Jennifer, there's a reality show being built around whether it's the team or whether their relationship with some of the members of KISS. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you know, it's a show, just Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons kind of chronicling how it's their challenge to run this team. You know, they took over this L.A. arena football team. They renamed it the KISS, moved it to Anaheim. I've actually been to a couple of the games,
really?
Dougie.
Yeah.
Or actually, not a couple, just one.
Yeah.
And very interesting. Like, it's fun. It's a party atmosphere. Every time the KISS score, which isn't very often, they played this song.
Yeah.
They have, like, dancing girls in cages suspended above the field. It's a very rock and roll KISS experience. I'm not sure if all arena football is like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there might be something to this team that will be interesting for TV purposes.
Yeah, okay. So it's a lot of hoopla.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of sparkle, haza-gaza showbiz stuff.
When you think, however, of KISS, I always think of Gene Simmons. I don't think of anybody else.
Paul Stanley. It's his buddy.
No, I don't think about Paul Stanley. I just think about Gene Simmons. For whatever the reason, he was interviewed by the Huffington Post.
HuffPo.
And he somehow or other got off. He's relatively conservative politically.
Mm-hmm.
He says people moving to America should assimilate into our culture as quickly as possible.
Yes.
The way he did.
Right.
He moved to this country at the age of 8. Where'd he come from? Some Eastern European country, right? Did he come from Israel? Huh. I thought it was from Eastern Europe. Well, family may have been Eastern European because a lot of Eastern Europeans went to Israel. All right, anyway, so he said something that wasn't particularly politically astute on his part, but I can't actually say what he said. Quote, I'm actually saying the thing that needs to be said because the politically correct climate is bull. You don't want to upset anybody by saying, learn to speak English, and he uses GD in there. As an immigrant, I'm telling you, learn to speak God-blank English. It's the key that will unlock the keys to the kingdom. If you make the effort, then all the possibilities of this culture will open up for you. Learn to speak blank-blank English.
Yeah.
That's Gene Simmons' secret.
I'm with him
success.
On that, actually.
Yeah, me too. All right, late-night shows. Conan O'Brien starts off with a joke about Bill Clinton's birthday.
Yesterday was Bill Clinton's birthday. Very nice. Yeah, Hillary yelled surprise, and out of habit, Bill yelled, I can explain.
Egypt's foreign ministry called on the United States to show respect for the rights of protesters in Ferguson, Missouri. Egypt said that. Talk about living in glass pyramids. I mean, it's...
The NFL wants the groups to pay the league to perform at halftime.
No kidding.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah, it's like the NFL decided, hey, there's some money out there we don't have our hands on. Let's... I remember last year at the Super Bowl, a group barely played. That was the Broncos.
Oh.
All right, so the hoopla about who's... Who signed on to play for Cleveland? Is that what I saw yesterday, Kenny? What's the big deal? The draft is over? Or maybe I should ask Michael that.
Yeah, ask Michael.
The various
people. Yeah, they just named their starting quarterback, and it's not Johnny Manziel.
Oh. Johnny Manziel, wasn't he the Heisman guy from this year?
He won the Heisman, and he was their first-round pick.
Right, and he's not gay.
No, I don't believe so.
What?
Okay, well, I'm just wondering how that usually gets.
Is that what makes a good football player for you, Kenny?
Apparently not necessarily for me. 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, on this, the 40th anniversary of his resignation, how does Richard Nixon's Watergate reverberate still in today's politics?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Oh, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Given that this is the 40th year since Nixon's resignation over Watergate and Rick Perlstein's book about it, how does the scandal of Watergate reverberate still in today's politics?
I think obviously it changed the dynamic somewhat between the public and the presidency and the media, the press, and the White House as well. I think that prior to Nixon, you had a fairly deferential media concerning the White House. Afterwards, not so much. But in many ways, I think things haven't really changed. There might be the kind of florid corruption and, you know, slush funds and stuff that Nixon had, but that kind of behavior has just been legalized now. Now we have PACs.
I think Brother Reagan largely had it right, the end of the innocence of the press corps and the press in the United States forever changed then. I mean, you can look at JFK and his infidelities and his infirmities. You can look at FDR and, of course, the braces that he had on his legs and the fact that they raised the Oval Office desk, the Resolute desk, to hide those from the American people. And I think the focus has changed. So now it's no longer just looking at the actions of one particular actor, the President of the United States, but now we're looking at political action committees, super PACs. Huh. The way that money has influenced the political process has corrupted.
I'm your host, Mark.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it true. Lift my voice.
33 after the hour now, Doug Steppens. Good day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The Ferguson situation. Mr. Holder, Attorney General Holder, visited Ferguson yesterday.
Side note, before you get to the story,
okay,
because this is the beginning part of it.
Yeah.
There was footage of him getting off the plane.
Yeah, why?
He doesn't fly commercial.
No. No, he's going to fly some government plane.
Right. So how many, that just got me thinking, how many government figures fly private?
Well, they have a fleet of planes at the Air Force Base, and they have a DC-9, which is used for sort of close in, and I would imagine that's the plane that he took. There is a 757. There are two 747s. And
question, why the heck can't he just hop a flight on United to Ferguson?
Well, because there's no airport in Ferguson. You're going to fly to St. Louis, and American.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
Why can't
yeah.
he hop a flight?
That's a good question.
I mean, it's not like he is the president. Who cares if he has to wait in line and get a sack of peanuts and sit in coach?
Yeah, we don't need to be paying to send Air Force 7 out
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. That was my point. Okay, continue.
Well, no, I think that is... It was
annoying to me because he and like three dudes in suits get off, and I'm like, really? And then I started thinking, well, they must all do this. And you want to talk about saving money. That's expensive to fly a jet with three people on it. Give me a break.
The various secretariats have use of... This is Clinton. I think the Secretary of State has pretty much... her own or his own 757 that they fly in around the world. I think that there is, the vice president has a 757, but there are other people who use it. And the DC-9 is used by the secretaries that are doing domestic stuff.
I'm reading that the government has 1,700 aircraft for everyday travel.
Oh, my God!
Well, they do. They have, there are Air Force planes that are used. You're talking about the director of the FBI has his own plane. They aren't all big commercial jetliners. These people in these various agencies, the CIA, they all have their own private aircraft that they use, fly all over the place. What's the Learjet, something like that? There are plenty of those around. They want to go incognito, or they can. But imagine, you and I are paying, that's a good point, Michael, 1,700 of these planes. And who checks that? Where is that in the budget?
Right. I'm not arguing that the president or the vice president should have their own plane for safety reasons.
Yep.
Fine.
Yep. Yeah.
But you have these Hammond, I'm going to call him a Hammond Egger.
He's a real Hammond Egger.
And you know what? It took him how many days? Oh, Mr. Holder's en route. He's en route to Ferguson. Well, guess what? He would have been there a whole lot faster if he had flown Southwest. So, get on a plane.
Mr. Moore's death is the focus and how it was handled by the Ferguson Police Department. The police are receiving renewed scrutiny after one of the officers killed his fellow Brown. Apparently, there have been a lot of problems with this police department over the years. They say they have behaved properly in all of the previous cases. There are lawsuits. The reason this is coming to light is because somebody in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch has done an analysis of how many people either have sued or are suing the Ferguson Police Department, and apparently the list is as long as your arm. So this is not the first time these people, there's a pattern of violent behavior and very weak discipline from the top down in the force. And that's why, apparently, the Justice Department is getting involved. Not because just of Mr. Well, that's what the Justice Department is saying, anyway. Not because of Mr. Brown, although that's a reason for investigation, to be sure, into the police department, but because there's a pattern of this. Now, I don't know what the circumstances are in terms of what the federal law is. It would seem to me, excuse me, that as the tension eases there on the streets of Ferguson, the focus ought to be that the county prosecutor look into this. And there is criticism of him, perhaps, as well as the police department itself, because of the anger. Now, granted, there have been a lot of people, I think yesterday was said 47 of the people arrested the night before were not from town. They weren't even from the state, never mind from the town.
Right. These are troublemakers who come in.
Right, exactly.
And throw things at the police.
And that, some think, has been brought about by, or they will tell you anyway, that was brought about because the Ferguson police have such a horrible reputation. Frankly, I've probably driven through Ferguson 25, 30 times. It's a small community. I've never paid attention to the fact that it's a bedroom community for St. Louis. Never even heard of it. When I think Ferguson, I think of my Ferguson tractor. That's what Ferguson means to me, not Ferguson or Ferguson, the equipment supplier, the plumbing and electrical supplier, National Plumbing. Yeah, I don't have thought of Ferguson, Missouri. But those who know Ferguson, those who live in Ferguson, those who are associated with Ferguson, now there's a chorus of these people. And again, they're focused on the prosecutor who has defended the police department, who seemed to not be very defendable. What they have done time after time after time after time after time is use heavy-handed methods in dealing with racial issues. So you do that enough, and it's going to stir up emotions. Why there are troublemakers from out of town? I don't have an answer for that. That's not the way to handle it either.
Have you heard the news stories that came out yesterday that the cop was badly beaten before he shot Michael Brown? Did you hear about that?
No.
There's reports that his name's Darren Wilson, had his eye socket was busted out, actually. They call it an orbital fracture. He had facial injuries.
That happened to Charlotte when she lost her eye. That's what they call it.
And was nearly beaten unconscious by Michael Brown moments before he fired his gun. So now there's that twist of the story. Now, I haven't heard too many people in the media talk about it, but I have seen it online that there's these reports that he was beaten pretty badly.
This is the thing, and it's on both sides. I'm so disgusted with the news media because there's that story credited to an unnamed source, and this kind of thing would never have happened before.
Right.
That they would just run with this story with somebody who's unnamed and has no a attachment to anything. And then there's the other one. There was an unvetted phone call from someone who said they were a friend of the officer's.
Yeah,
wife.
She was on Dana Loesch's program.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
And Dana even said she didn't have a chance to vet that call.
Right.
But CNN, Fox News,
everybody
MSNBC all picked
it
up and ran with it. And it's like, this is crazy. There's nothing to prove that any of this has any credibility, but they're so hungry for anything.
You see that over and over again.
And I think I agree. The media, but I think we're so used to the media doing these claims, and you have to go to multiple sources to figure out what's true, what's not.
Well, but now anymore, ultimately, though, Jennifer, reliable sources or whatever it is, or multiple sources, all get it from the same. They start repeating these rumors, and you don't know where it started even.
Correct.
The same stuff is repeated over and over and over again, and it comes from one source, and sometimes it's wrong.
Well, here's what gets me, though. If you want to talk about the police handling anything in the wrong way, it's been all of the information that's been handed out. If you had, instead of letting the world erupt, if they wanted to position this as this was retaliation for a police officer being beaten, or if this was, they thought he was robbing a liquor store, why didn't all of that stuff come out at the beginning? Why didn't all of the facts get disseminated at once? I don't understand why all these little things have been released, because then it makes me think it's not true, that they're just saying these things to try to, calm everything down. If you had come out once and said, look, we had a very sad situation where a young man was shot because this police officer was beaten, or because they thought he was a robbery suspect, you'd avoid all of this stuff. But instead, you get it, 5 days later, and then you hear something about his eye socket being beaten out 10 days later. I mean, it's very bizarre how this is all.
It sounds like it's made up.
Yeah, it's all about playing out.
Yeah. All right, so here's another example of the kind of heavy-handedness that the country is now beginning to really resent. The story of a California highway police officer who has been seen in a widely distributed video punching the hell out of a woman on the side of the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
So it took him a month to relieve this guy of duty and send him home, and they're still paying him as the L.A. prosecutor's office weighs criminal charges against him.
And again,
Officer
this is
Daniel
one of the
Andrew had in his handed in his badge and his gun, but meanwhile this woman was beaten.
Here's the thing, though. This is again where the whole story isn't released, or maybe it's just the media picking up the parts of the story that they think are glamorous and that will incite emotion in people, and that's irresponsible as well. Mm-hmm. But if you are the police department, you don't want to get people riled up, right? You want people to think you're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you release all of the information that you have? One of the facts in the story that doesn't get a lot of play, and it doesn't make this story right. I mean, this woman was beaten up. But she was allegedly put on a 5150 psychiatric hold. She was walking in the middle of a freeway and was trying to get somewhere. And instead of saying,
Pinnick was her name. She was
this
Santa
lady
Monica
is,
on the 10.
Instead of giving the facts like, hey, this lady, we thought she was a danger to herself, to us, instead of playing up that, all they do is have this clip of video where the cop, there's no story around it. And the same thing goes for Darren Wilson and Ferguson. If this poor guy's eye socket is beaten out, then he is a poor guy, and we should probably talk about that. But it's so bizarre how But 10 days later, it smells fishy when you hear the story.
Yeah. Well, everybody's asking, why was this woman on the freeway? And then
she was
trying
to get to a place where she said homeless people, where her group of homeless people sleep. But she was wandering the freeways in Los Angeles.
But why did the police officer kick her ass?
He tried to pull her over. He said that, the story that I read anyway, he tried to pull her off the freeway. She was fighting him because she wanted to go. Uh-huh. And so he was trying to restrain her, and she kept fighting him back.
But
and
see,
they did, when she arrived at the hospital, they had to put her on a 5150 hold because she was trying to injure herself.
I would not stick up necessarily for her and say automatically the police officer is wrong. because you don't know, as we're suggesting here.
You have to know the whole thing.
But the other side of it is, why is it necessary to, if you look at the video, you see what appears to be a really angry guy beating up a woman.
Right.
And when you see that, that just,
and
he's got an officer
with
a uniform on.
Yeah, and that's what's dangerous about this camera society, is that everybody's got a camera, and now we're all getting our news and making our opinions in 10-second clips.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's dangerous, and the police need to realize that if they want to, you know, give the whole story, they better start doing it immediately, not 10 days later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, food for thought, yes? It's 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Have you had the desire to get closer to me? And the Meredith's laughing from the other room.
I wanted to rub
Have
yourself
you
against my chest, my manly
closer.
Chest.
Yes. All right. So we have now the official. We have the official Good Day Goody Department.
Sent it like Doug Steffens man friend.
.com. Yes, right, exactly. There's a picture of my mug on a mug. And actually, there are a whole bunch of things. There are keychains and tote bags and wearing apparel, cups, that sort of thing. A
couple of old pairs of your underwear.
Right, yep, that's
That'll
all there, too.
For real fast.
Right. So go to DougSteffens.com, click on the picture of me and the mug together, and you'll find all of these things. And you can buy it with a 20% discount. Stuff gets shipped 24 hours, 30-day money-back guarantee. You don't like my picture, you don't like the mug, don't like anything that's there, send it back, get your money back. But there is a nice sort of, it's a fun way for us to sort of share, right? We share. We want to share. So share the Good Day goodies with, this is a, maybe we could send one of these to Bill Clinton for his birthday, a little belated birthday party. A Doug Steffens mug, what do you think? Good idea.
Oh, I'm sure he would love it.
And soon there'll be some Charlotte goodies for my dog and goodies from the farm. So check it out. The Good Day goodies at DougSteffens.com.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Our nation's wounded veterans, men and women who have served our country, are accepting a new challenge in the form of a mountain. Soldiers to Summits, or S2S, and Wells Fargo are hosting an expedition to California's Mount Whitney to help wounded veterans overcome their emotional barriers while climbing a physical one. Wells Fargo is focused on transitioning veterans into civilian life and has committed $35 million through 2015 in support of veterans. S2S, a program of No Barriers USA, uses mountains as a metaphor and training ground to help veterans live a life of purpose. Executive Director, No Barriers USA, David Cherna.
During the Mission Mount Whitney journey, our soldiers are going to learn that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way. They're going to learn to tackle adversity in a new way, and they're going to bring that lesson about how to live their lives back to their civilian lifestyle so that they can achieve their dreams.
For more information, visit S2S2014.org.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man.
I was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is pretty fantastic. It was awesome.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. It'll make your car go straighter over the road ahead.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
After the hour on the Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. Our feature here every day, there's usually two or three good stories that we try to overview in the world of technology. The first one comes from our reporter, Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you about a new tablet. Has unique features and apps. It's called the V platform. Ken, do you know anything about the V platform? Have you heard of the V platform?
I have not.
No, okay. Jen, you?
No, I haven't.
Wow, we're going to all learn together.
We are.
Right up after this word of import on Good Day.
Look, Jed, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a company called VisionX has developed a new platform designed to open up e-paper screens to a world of new uses. The V platform lets developers build and manage apps designed for e-paper screens as if they were traditional web apps. The apps are all designed for VisionX's V tablet, which features extraordinary battery life. So where could these devices be used? Imagine you're hosting an event and want to keep its attendees up to date with the latest schedule. The V platform lets you push info wirelessly to the V tablets, keeping them updated with the latest information and keeping everyone at the event informed. The V tablets have also found homes in museums where their lack of light pollution comes in very handy. Of course, they can display information just like any screen, further enhancing the museum experience and giving museum operators real-time feedback about guest activity. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the Labor Day sale. Hurry and book by September 1st or travel by September 8th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven all day for years, almost 100,000 miles. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1, keep your engine running like new. Right now, you can get Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil for a new low price at Walmart. 5-quart jugs are on rollback for $22.66 at your local Walmart. Certain restrictions apply.
All right, who's seen this about Tom Hanks?
Yes,
creating
typewriter
a new
app?
iPad app.
I think it's awesome. I want it, actually.
It looks like an old-fashioned typewriter.
Yeah, when you
no
type,
longer,
you just hear it.
Right. Must you surrender modern luxuries like the delete key with Hank's writer, that's what it's called. You hear the rhythm of your work with the usual. Anyway, the vice president of games and interactive, Stuart Westfall, with the app's development studio, HitSense, says the app is a one-of-a-kind thing. It was Tom's energy and enthusiasm that made an impression on me, he said. I wanted to capture that spirit with this app. Is it nostalgic? Yes. Is it a tool that composes well and is enjoyable to use more than once? Eh. The app is free. Wow. That's kind of fun, though. Nice to see these guys. Like Grunberg got into that Yowzer thing, seeing actors do other things, be creative. Greg Grunberg, remember the Yowzer thing that has all of those coupons you can get just by putting in the zip code? You can get all the coupons that there are. And he sold it and made a few bucks, too, which is probably cool. The social media are pushing back, Kenny, at all this militant propaganda that's coming, the Middle Easterners, the terrorists, the Al-Qaeda, who have used social media and the threat of the horrors like the beheading of the journalist. But apparently some of the companies are trying to censor this objectionable content. How do they do that, though? Can they?
They can't really, but people are posting, please don't retweet,
don't repost
those comments.
Don't let it go viral. Don't help it go viral. I think that's the message
there.
Yep. Good news, good information. 59 after on the Doug Stephan Good Day.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.